Well, we are going into Thanksgiving. Let's go ahead and let's see, where should we go? Yeah, let's just put this up on the screen. 1 Corinthians 5:16. What did I say, 1 Corinthians? 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Did I throw you for a loop there? She's back there looking for it. What is he talking about? It says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. I want to talk to you tonight about being thankful for the little things. Now, we'll talk about it in general, but being thankful for the little things. That's what was on my heart. It says here, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So I submit to you, and we're going to look at some scripture, but I submit to you, if you're thankful for just the small things, and you're generally thankful every day, and thankful for stuff that, you know, not that big a deal, you will be thankful for the big things. If you wait for the big things to be thankful for, you're missing out on most of your life, and you won't be thankful for the big things. Sometimes we think, well, if such and such happened, then I'd be thankful. If we're not thankful now, then we won't be thankful. This is a principle of God. Here it says, in everything give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Go ahead and turn over to Matthew 25. Matthew 25. Verse 14. Matthew 25:14. It says, for the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability, and immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents, and likewise he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground, and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Notice that. Said, you were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Verse 22, he also, who had received 2 talents, came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. So here we can see, he's saying to these individuals, he gave them money, basically, gave them some of his goods, some of his substance, and gave that money to these individuals to invest, and then they invested. When he came back, he saw that they had gained more, and so he said, well done. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you rule over many. Luke 19:15. We can just look at it on the screen. Actually, let's go ahead and turn over there. Luke 19. Because then we'll look at another scripture in Luke. Luke 19. This is a parallel verse to what we just read. Another account. Luke 19:15. It says, and so it was that when he returned, having received the kingdom, he then commanded these servants to whom he had given money to be called to him, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Master, your mina has earned 10 minas. You know, I don't know how much that is now. I haven't looked it up recently, but, you know, let's say it's $10,000 and you've gained 100,000. Or you've given 1,000, gained 10,000. And he said to them, well done, good servant, because you were faithful in very little, have authority over 10 cities. Notice this concept. But God is, the ruler here is saying, you've done well with this little bit, have authority then over more. Go back to Luke 16, just a few chapters back. Luke 16, verse 9. Luke 16, verse 9, it says, I say to you, so this is in context, he's talking about a guy that was in a certain situation and, you know, dealt wisely according to the world's standards and with money. So he's talking about that in context, but this is a general principle. Verse 9 says, I say to you, make friends for yourselves by unrighteous mammon or money, that when you fail, they may receive you into an everlasting home. Verse 10, he who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much, and he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. And then he goes on to say, therefore, if you have not been faithful in unrighteous money or mammon or money, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? But verse 10 says, he who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. So is this the Bible? This is a true statement. This is not a question. He said, he who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. I don't think you would do it any injustice to say he who is not faithful in what is least is not faithful also in much, because it says he who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. So the opposite's true too. If you're faithful in what is least, you're going to be faithful in much. If you're not faithful in least, you won't be faithful in much, period. It applies to every area, whether it's money, just faithful on the job, like what he was saying. You know, some people say, well, if only I owned the business. Well, he said, if you can't be faithful for what is somebody, what is somebody else's, you don't need your own. But here, this also is a general principle. So this applies to our Thanksgiving and our attitude. Amen. If we're thankful, just in the small things, thankful just because you can walk. You say, well, I have trouble walking. Well, thank God you can sit up straight. Well, I can't sit up straight. Well, thank God, you know, you can move your head. I mean, you can always compare what you have to somebody else and you look pretty good. I think everybody in here walked in here. You could spend the next year just being thankful that you can walk. Now, that's actually a big thing, but we take it for granted. You notice as soon as something starts hurting in your body, then you notice it, and you realize how much you were taking for granted before. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You went days and years, and you didn't have any pain in a certain area, and then something happens, and you're like, wow, I feel that. And now, if you've ever dealt with any kind of pain that's been there for a little bit, you just want to go back to where you were, just what you thought was normal. And certain things that you were complaining about then, you wish you had that problem. Now, none of these things have to stay. Amen. But it's all relative. We can get just to where we don't understand. Everybody in here is blessed. Now, I know everybody in here If you know Jesus, you are blessed, period. And right there, if we want to go all the way back, if you thought you had nothing to be thankful for just in the natural, we could just start being thankful for that we are going to spend eternity with Him, that we are born again, that we're children of God, that no matter how bad it got on this earth, it's very short, and pretty soon we're going to be staring God in the face. So, but just walking around in this earth, there are untold number of things that we had to be thankful for today, and a lot of them we'd consider small. But if we start being thankful, or be thankful even more, not that we're not doing it, but how many of you know we can all come up? Every single one of us can come up higher. We can all be walking at a higher level. Just being thankful for just the little things. You see, just walking through the day. The fact that all the little parts of your body work well. The fact that you have certain loved ones in your life. I mean, those are actually big things, but when we'll just look at the fact that the little things in life, the little things day to day, something just went your way, you got a little bit off a purchase or whatever, just cultivating that attitude of being thankful. Then when something big happens, we're going to be, our eyes are already focused on the right thing. Because we actually are so blessed. Like I said, spiritually we're blessed. Most of us, different ones have maybe challenges relationally. Maybe some of us have situations we wish weren't there, but we have so many things we can look at and be thankful for. And the more we're looking at the negative and waiting for something big to be thankful for, that is a trap. Because we'll be waiting our whole life. Because how many of you know you get one thing taken care of and then there's something else that will tempt you to start complaining? Has anybody ever found that out beside me? Satan will try to get you your whole life to be complaining about something and something to be distracting you, something to have you off, something to complain about, and you think when this gets fixed, hallelujah, I'm going to have a party then. The problem is that just keeps getting pushed off, and there might be something. Have you ever looked forward to something for a long time that was a sizable thing? And by the time that thing got here, it might have made you happy for a little bit, but then you were right past it and looking to something else? Like a mirage? You know what I'm talking about? When you're driving down the road and it looks like there's water out there, but you get there and it's not there. But it looks like it's further. And that's the way life will be if we fall into this trap of, oh boy, if only this were right. Oh, then I could be happy. That is a lie. That's not true. Right now, just with the things, if we'll take our eyes off those big things, every one of us in here, we could list, I'm sure, a few, if not many things. But there'd be a few big things that we think if we could get this taken care of, the pressure would be off. My life would be different. Might have to do with a loved one. Might have to do with something you're dealing with physically. Might have to do with something financially or job-wise, relationally, you know, not family. It could have to do with anything. And if you think, if only this were taken care of, I could relax, then we're looking at the wrong thing. We're not looking at the right things. We are actually holding our breath and not living this life. And right now, we all could be rejoicing right now and be thankful even for the fact that you just get to talk to the person next to you today, that you have a Christian next to you that you get to see coming in here. You could be thankful right there. You could be thankful that, you know, your drive home, that you made it fine. Do you realize any number of things could have happened today that you could be spending your time not here in an emergency room, dealing with a wrecked car, or dealing with somebody else that was hurt or something? Any number of things. We take just the fact that stuff was normal for granted. You know as well as I do, you go into life, and we've all dealt with challenges. We've all dealt with challenges where something, the day before, if you could rewind to the day before, it seemed like stuff was normal, but then something happens in the afternoon. I'm not saying this to be negative. This just like something could have come up, and all of a sudden, in an instant, your life is different, and you're looking at it different. And all if you could go to the mundane, the things that you did not realize you could have just been thankful for, even an hour before, 24 hours before, all those things, those mundane things, look pretty darn good at that point. But we pass them by. We just, they're whipping by. I can't remember where I heard this exact thing, but there was, somebody was talking about or thinking about what they would like to go back to. If they could go back to a day like in their childhood, and what day would it be? And you would think it would be some big thing. Instead, what they were thinking about is just a normal day, coming in, hearing their mom talk, their dad come home, getting everybody around the dinner table, and just having normal, mundane, everyday conversation with their family and just seeing everybody like that. That's what they said, that was what they would want to see again. And how many of those days just go by like this, and we can complain about all the stuff that's going on, you know, different things. If it's not one thing, it's another thing. And all that while, these little things in our life are there that we could choose to be rejoicing about. We could choose to be thankful. And then, as we do that, things that do come up that look like they're a big challenge, well, we've cultivated this habit of just being thankful for those things. The big things don't look as big. Because sometimes the big things, I mean, I'm not making light of big challenges. But when we realized how blessed we are now, it puts it into perspective when something out of the ordinary happens. Let's look at a few more scriptures. We'll just put them on the screen. Colossians 3:16. Colossians 3:16. Says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts, to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Notice that, verse 17. And whatever you do in word or deed, whatever. You go to the grocery store. According to this, we're supposed to do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. What? Giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Whatever we do. Well, that would include all the mundane stuff, wouldn't it? It's not saying do the big things. You know, when you're preparing to do something that you know is important for God, then you do that in the name of the Lord Jesus. You do that for Him, and you give thanks, and you put on a holy face, and you do it like your life depended on that. But everything else, you know, you just go through, and you know, if there's something to complain about, we complain. This says all the time. There is never a time. And if God said to do it, then it's just a little adjustment on the inside. This is not something we say, well, yeah, I've missed it in that area. Well, we've all missed it in this area. We can all come up. But we can all, the more we do this, the more we focus on Him, the better things look. It's amazing. When you're thankful for what you have, it's amazing how much life changes and nothing actually changed except our attitude, except us. You know, they said, somebody says that if you know, you're kind of getting the itch to get a new car, not that we shouldn't get new cars, thank God that God is a God of abundance, and there's no reason we can't have new cars. But, you know, it's not the time that you're going to get a new car. You're not going to get one anytime soon, and you're kind of getting an itch. Go clean up the one you have and be thankful for the one you have, and don't treat it like it's nothing, and you know, spruce it up and clean it and clean it out and treat it like it's something. It's amazing how that changes our outlook just on a car. Cars are just a piece of metal. But it's the same thing with everything. We can go through and not esteem something else in our life. We just treat it like, well, that's just that. It's amazing how when you're thankful, you're in faith. I'm getting ahead of myself. I don't know if we'll get there. But when you're thankful, you are in faith. You're believing God. You're thankful for what He has given you, and you're trusting Him and believing Him. When you're thankful for what's in front of you, it changes our perspective, makes us excited about what's coming. Philippians 4:6 says, be anxious for nothing, but what? In everything. By prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. In everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Can we go down to Hebrews 13? It's a few scriptures down. Hebrews 13. Verse 15, it says, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Therefore, let us, what? Continually. Continually. Well, that would include even when it looks like it is just a normal, mundane, same old, that would include that time. That would include the small things. That would include the little things. That would include the inconsequential things. Just thanking Him. Being thankful for what we do have. Being thankful for what is there. Not for what isn't, for what is. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:4. Says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Always. When you're rejoicing, you're focused on the positive. You're focused on Him. Rejoicing is focused on the positive. Rejoicing is going to be thankful. You can't rejoice and not be thankful. You're not going to be rejoicing and be complaining and down about something. Rejoicing all the time is going to focus on Him. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. Praise God. Let's go ahead and read a few more scriptures. The flip side. Philippians 2:14. It says, do all things without complaining and disputing. Well, that'd be the flip side. If you're going to do all things and rejoice in all things and be thankful in all things, then you wouldn't be doing this. If you're doing all things without complaining and disputing, I suppose you could do that and not be thankful. But if you're being thankful, then automatically you're going to do this. It says that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God, without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. Do all things without complaining and disputing. Do you think God told us this for our benefit, or just because He, you know, wants to put a burden on us and just see if we can, you know, meet the mark? He did it. He's telling us this because this is the best for us. If we're complaining, we're taking our eyes off him and we're looking at circumstance and it's going to bring us down. But being thankful, not thankful for the junk. We're not thankful for the situation that maybe is challenging or bad, but we're in the midst of it. We can be thankful and give glory to God and be thankful that in the midst of it, we know him. In the midst of it, he's there. We've been talking about on Wednesdays the fact that God is in us. That right there is something to be thankful for. No matter what else, if we'll just focus on that part, that he is in us, that he is for us. He's with us, he's for us, he's in us. All this other stuff will fade away. Focusing on that. James 1:2. James 1:2 says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials." Now that takes faith. It takes faith to count it all joy. It didn't say that it was joy. It says to count it joy. If it was just joyful, then you wouldn't have to count it. You have to, in the middle, now this is getting to where, okay, some trials happened. We're going through something. But then it says to count it all joy. Well, if we can be thankful for just the normal stuff and look at all the stuff we have, then in the midst of something that is obviously trying, that somebody may come up to you and go, "How are you doing? How are you making it through?" We have to watch it. People can be asking questions sincerely. They are trying to help, but be careful about going into whining mode as if we have a right to, because, you know, it's easy. People can draw it out of you. And you feel like, yeah, well, it's this and this. And it can hurt your faith because now you're talking natural. Well, yeah, there is this and this. And you can feel worse after the conversation than you did before. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Because you feel obligated. You're like, you don't want to act like, you know, nothing's going on. They know something's going on. So you're like, slip into this place where you're just talking natural and you're not talking faith. You don't have to be weird about it, but it's okay to say, I'm fine. I'm doing well, even when the fact is you're going through stuff. You don't have to say, you know, you can always, let's be honest, you can feel like you're lying or something or you're putting on a faith act. And if you don't, especially if the person knows something about your situation, if you don't kind of address it and go, well, yeah, there is this and that about that. Well, you already know it. Why rehearse it? Unless it's somebody that's going to get into faith with you and agree with you, there's no use going over it. There's no use going down that path, and because you're going to feel worse when you talk about all the stuff that you're facing. We're not saying to ignore it. We're not saying to look past it, like, you know, act like it's not there, but it does say count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Look at God and believe what he said and be joyful anyway. Be thankful anyway because of what, number one, he's with you, he's for you, he's in you, and in him we have the victory. And so regardless of what we're seeing, we can be thankful for what he's doing. We can be thankful for the things that are right in our life. You know, just because you're going through a trial in one area, it's not, that doesn't mean every area of our lives are bad. Now you may be thinking, boy, I mean, everything is going wrong. Well, all the more reason to rejoice in God, but it's so tempting to look at that one area and make that everything. And to get all bent out of shape because there's this one area, this one thing going on, and let that derail me and not be thankful for the other 15 areas that are actually pretty good in my life right now. You know, you ever had a splinter or something, like, you know, you banged your toe or something that's relatively small, but man, it could make you, all your focus could be on that. That's all you're thinking about. It's not that big of a deal in the big scheme of things, but you are focused on that one area. And that's the way life can be, is that this one thing that pops up, and it's tempting not to do this. It's tempting not to count it all joy. You're not thankful for what happened, but in the midst of it, we're thankful because we're going to go through it. Now look what it says. Verse 3, knowing that the testing of your faith. See, joy is related to faith. If we count it all joy, you cannot be joyful and be completely faithless. If you're joyful, there's at least some faith there. And conversely, you cannot be full of faith and not be joyful. You can't be, say, I'm full of faith, but you're completely sad. That's not true. If you're in faith, that means you believe good's coming, right? You believe God's on the throne. So if we're all sad and mopey, but then we say, but I'm totally in faith, I believe in God, that's just not true. Either we're not yielding to the right thing, we're not looking at the right word. We are in faith, but we're yielding to our flesh. Well, that's just going to lead to the wrong. That's going to lead to us getting discouraged. Or we're not in faith, and it's a good indicator that we really need to get. We need to start believing God. Because if we're complaining, if we're whining, if we're looking at everything that's wrong, we flat don't believe that God is doing anything in our situation. Amen. But He is, and if we'll give Him access, and in the middle of a trial, if we'll do this, it says, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. The trials of life come to everybody. I said the trials of life come to everybody. If you think that because you know Jesus, you're never going to have a trial, we're believing a fairy tale. And that will lead to wrong feelings. Because if you believe everything's supposed to go perfectly all the time and it's not, then you have a problem with, we have a problem with our belief system, and we're going to feel bitter and angry when things don't go right because we're going to think somehow God's failing us. And we just got done reading. James said, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. So they're going to come. That's not a bad confession. You don't have to confess it. They're going to come anyway. Now, in the midst of when things come, it's how we react to it. How do we react, and what are our eyes on? But if we act like it's something weird, it's something different, this should not be happening. Well, if we focus on that, we're not going to be thankful because we're too busy complaining about why this thing shouldn't happen. And that's how we get defeated. I go back to the first thing we talked about. If we're thankful continually, even for the little things, all the time, we're thankful. Then something pops up, we're going to say, yeah, but there's this and this, and God's on my side, and this is going well. And this, we're going to go over this thing. That is momentum. That is what we need to crush any kind of a problem. Let's look at, you can put it up on the screen, 1 Peter 4, verse 12. 1 Peter 4, verse 12. It says, beloved, do not think it strange. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. So we could say it to each other. Don't think it's strange when you're dealing with something. Don't think it's strange. Don't think it's strange just because you have a challenge in life. That's not strange. That's par for the course. Now, again, this is not a bad confession. This is not calling bad things into our life. It just means if something comes in, don't think it's weird. Don't think there's something wrong with you. That's the time to believe God. That's the time to be thankful and look at what He is doing and has done. Verse 13. So don't think it's strange as though something's happening, weird's happening to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when His glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. It goes on, this is, you know, specifically talking about if you're dealing with things coming against you because you're a Christian. It says, if you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of God, glory and of God rests upon you. On their part He is blasphemed, but on your part He is glorified. Don't think it's strange when you have something come against you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings. Don't think it's strange, but what? Rejoice. Don't think it's strange, but rejoice. Don't think it's strange, but rejoice. Rejoice right through it. Be thankful for all the things that God has promised in His Word, all the things He says He is to you, what He's doing right now, what He's going to do, the things that you can look at in your life that are good. That's the time to look at everything that is good and be thankful to God and be joyful and rejoicing right in the middle of stuff. So if it's a mundane day, we're rejoicing. If there are trials, we're rejoicing. We're being thankful, always. The first few scriptures we read, always, in everything, all the time. Praise God. That would include now, right? Just because we have a day set aside nationally, thank God we have that. Most countries don't have that. Set aside to be thankful to God. But right now, today, even on Thanksgiving Eve, we can be thankful. And even on the day after Thanksgiving Eve, you know, big football day, we could be thankful. All the time. Let's go ahead and stand to our feet and let's just spend a few minutes praising God, being thankful. Thank God. You may have walked in here with a heaviness on you. You may have walked in here. Even this time of the year, it's a holiday, but sometimes this is the hardest time for people. Maybe they've lost a loved one in the past during this time, or it's just a reminder that they don't have certain family or don't have certain relationships, or there could be any number of things, but sometimes this pulls on individuals, and it could be have nothing to do with the holidays. Maybe you're just dealing with the situation that's weighing on you, whatever. God's Word still reads the same. God is still the same God. All these scriptures we've read apply to you. They apply to me. They apply to every Christian. The Lord Jesus Christ is on the throne. The Spirit of the living God is in this place. He's on the earth. He's dwelling in you. And He is here to make us an overcomer. He is here to help us to praise the Most High God. He is here in every situation, on your job, with your family, going into tomorrow. Maybe this is a pressure for you. You're getting together with family and it's been stressful or strife-filled at different times, and that's weighing on you. God is there with you in the middle of that. If you know Him, then He is there with you in the middle of that circumstance to bring you victory, to bring you over, to be your peace, to be your comfort. He is there to be your advocate with other people. He is there to show you and give you wisdom and counsel on how to behave, how to act, what to say, what not to say. He is there to be your helper. Glory to God. He is faithful. So let's just spend a few minutes just praising Him and thanking Him. And you can just think of your own thing. I mean, you could do it under your breath for certain parts if you don't want everybody else to hear, but just be thankful. Start thinking about the things you can be thankful for and start rejoicing over those things. to God right now. Lord, we just thank you.